figured it out, but I think there are programs that you can actually talk into something and write your email that way. If something's good enough to be able to write your email by you just talking into a microphone, then it should be good enough to pick up most of what people say, and then you can go back and edit it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, whatever it wrote wrong, you could probably just, you know, rather than taking all the time to write it out.
Mm. I had to hire someone. I taped so many children.
Mm-hmm.
And since I had four different situations for each subject.
Uh-huh.
And so you can imagine, I had two different grade levels, the second and the fourth. And I would have still been listening if I had carried on like that. So I had to farm it out.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to finish my PhD this year if I don't find some way to automate.
Farm it out. Yeah, automate it or farm it out. Do something, because you'll go crazy. Otherwise, it'll be very exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to go down the drain, you know.
Right. Let's see. Something that you bake that you bring to a party.
Rolls.
Well,
cake.
As a main dish.
Casserole.
Mm-hmm. And when you grill outside and you baste things with a special sauce, you call that a?
Barbecue.
Now, somebody said barbecue. Could that mean anything else but a grill, a grilled meal?
Barbecue is something you go downtown and buy.
You can go buy barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you understand it also in like that southern sense of barbecue, where they're talking about really like a brisket, a pork brisket, or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the morning, you get up and you brew something to drink, a black drink.
Well, I think probably if you brew it, what the term would be tea, but I don't do tea and I don't do coffee, either one.
Oh, okay.
Does one brew coffee? I guess
one
does brew coffee. Yeah.
Unless you have instant coffee.
Yes.
Do you know of something that can be made with coffee as an ingredient?
Ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Iced coffee.
How about when you mash apples up and you put them in a jar, you make...
Applesauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, anytime you'd like to take a break is fine.
Would you like to take a break? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, now some of these questions deal with the farm and the ranch, and you were never on a farm or a ranch, so if you, some of these you'll know, because they're just general terms, but some of them you won't, so if you don't, it's okay. There's a kind of a fence on a farm that has two posts, and then wooden posts going between the two posts.
No.
You never heard of that? Like, have you heard of a rail fence?
Not really.
Okay. Now the place where they keep horses is called... It's like a circular enclosure. Have you heard of that?
A corral?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you would put the cow out to...
Well, out to goes with pasture.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you would grow crops in a square plot of land. You could also call that a...
field?
Uh-huh. And a big place where they keep the hay is called the...
barn.
Mm-hmm. And a place where they keep corn. You've ever heard of a corn crib?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
No. Love that. What is it?
Well, it refers to various farm implements like plows, various plows, or it might refer to oil drilling equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a generic term for, I guess, things that spin.
Interesting.
The thing that they put on a horse so it can eat while it walks, they hang it on its head, is called what?
A feed something, isn't it? Feed bag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, I have some pictures here which are not too good, but this is the best I can come up with. Whoops! Boy, you're sensitive. A little paperclip falls on you. Okay.